We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach discussing the subject of being maskir Shem Shemayim Chas V'Shalom Levatola. The Mishnah Berurah in Simen Reish Tez Vav, the Shulchan Aruch says, V'hada Ein Oynin Amen Achatinik Daf B'Shah Shalomit HaBrachas Lefnei Rabbi. You don't answer Amen to a bracha recited by a child when he's just saying the bracha because he's learning how to say brachas. Because, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shemuta L'lamed L'tinoik HaBrachas K'tekonam. You may teach children the brachas, even though by teaching them the brachas, V'api Shem Mevarchon V'atolo, they're going to say a bracha L'vatolo, B'shas HaLimit. It's fine. Because you're teaching them the bracha, and obviously you have to teach them how to say the bracha properly with the Shem Hashem. Abishar Shem Mevarchim Lifter Atzman. If they're saying a bracha because they have to say a bracha, they're eating or they're doing a mitzvah and they make a bracha, Kim Dibnei Chinachem, since they are of the age that they're obligated to be taught, to be educated, how to do mitzvahs, Oyun Achreim Amen, then Amen should be recited. It was the minig that children would get the aftira. If they make the bracha on the aftira, we answer amen. So Mishnah Berurah teaches us here in Sifkot and Yudalid some very fundamental halachas regarding Shem Hashem. He says that if a Rebbe is teaching his Talmidim, his young students, brachas, so he has to teach it to them how to present the bracha properly. He could say the Shem Hashem. However, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar Tshuva quote the Magen Avraham, say what happens if somebody, an adult, is learning brachas. And when he's learning brachas, he's learning the Nusach HaBrachas, or let's say learning Masech the Brachas, where we have many Gemaras that teach us the proper Nusach HaBracha. And when you're learning that Nusach HaBracha, are you allowed to mention Hashem's name? There the Magen Avraham says you're not allowed to mention Hashem's name. And the reason is, there's a very big difference between a child and an adult. A child, if he's not taught how to say the Bracha properly, we'll never say the bracha properly. And therefore, in order that he should say the bracha properly, we're allowed to teach it to him with saying Hashem's name. An adult can make that distinction. An adult can recognize that now I'm learning, and that's why I don't say Hashem's name now. But when I'm going to say the bracha for real, I should say Hashem's name. That's why you shouldn't say the Shem Hashem when you're learning with an adult brachas. Up to the point that I saw a tshuva in the Shaila Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas Chelek Dalid Simen Chav Zayin, where Rav Nasha Klein Zatzal was asked a Shaila by Rav Ephraim Greenblatt Zatzal, where apparently someone who is only learning how to daven or how to say brachas is about tshuva apparently, and he's only learning this as an adult. And the question that was asked is, so since he's learning brachas and learning how to daven for the first time, how should he be taught? Should he be taught with the Shem Hashem or without the Shem Hashem? And Rav Nasha Klein says, no, you shouldn't use the Shem Hashem. And the reason is because an adult can understand there's a difference when you're learning just to learn or to practice versus when you're learning, when you're davening or saying a bracha because you're obligated to daven or say a bracha. And he could understand that now you say the Shem Hashem and now you don't. But the Mishnah Berurah continues, again quoting the Shaar Tshuva and the Prima Gadim, if someone is learning a Pasuk, and while he's learning the Pasuk, he's learning Gemara, and the Gemara quotes a Pasuk, he's allowed to say the Shem Hashem, he's allowed to say the Shem Hashem as he's learning that Pasuk. You're learning a Pasuk in the Gemara, say the Pasuk with the Shem Hashem. And the Paiskim say that even if the Gemara isn't quoting entire Pasuk, the halacha is that you should still say, even though you're not quoting an entire Pasuk, you still should, even though you're not quoting an entire Pasuk, you should still say the Shem, you should still say the Shem Hashem. Not only that, the Yavetz quoting the quoting his father, the Chacham Tzvi, says it's not just that you're allowed to say the Shem Hashem. The Yavetz says you're supposed to say the Shem Hashem, because if you don't say the Shem Hashem, you're not showing proper respect. And if you're not showing the respect to the Pasuk, another reason why I saw you're supposed to say the Shem Hashem is from Rav Moshe Zatzal in the Tshuvas in Ora Chaim Chelik Beis Siman Nun Vav. He says that we know there's a concept of Kop Hosukei the Lo Paskin Moshe Anan Lo Paskinon. We're not allowed to say our own Pesukim. And since we're not allowed to say our own Pesukim, if we're not going to repeat the Pasuk properly, in other words, we're not going to say the Shem as it is written in the Pasuk, then we're not saying the Pasuk as the way Moshe Rabbeinu wanted us to say the Pasuk. And therefore that would be a violation of Kol Pesukei, the Lo Paskin Moshe Rabbeinu, Anan Lo Paskinon. And therefore, he says also that one should say the Shem Hashem when he's learning a Gemara and he's quoting a Pasuk. Similarly, Rav Avadya Yosef has two tshuvas on this subject. One is in the Shalos Tshuvas, Yabia Omer, Chelik Or Chaim, Chelik Gimel, Simen Yodalit, where he says that you should say the Shem Hashem. He says a very interesting concept. He says that the Gemara says that the Olam Yashlam Adam Shloisov. A person should divide his days in three. Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, v'shlish b'talmud. A third Chumash, a third Mishnayis, and a third Gemara. So he says, but the Gemara says that we learn Talmud Bavli, and Talmud Bavli, as its name implies, Bavli means bolul, that it's a mixture of all different languages. So therefore, a mixture. So by learning Talmud Bavli, we fulfill all three requirements. When we're learning Gemara, we're also trying to learn our Mishnah obligations. And we only fulfill our Mishnah obligations, our Chumash obligations, and we say the whole Pasuk. If we're not going to say the Shem Hashem, we have an obligation to learn Mikra. Learning Mikra means saying the whole Pasuk. And if we don't say the whole Pasuk, we will have not fulfilled our obligation. Similarly, Rav Adi Yosef and the Shalos Tshuvas, Yechav Adas, Chela Gimel Simen Yud Gimel, has the same approach, and he brings a raya. He says the Gemara Masech the Brachos Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph teaches us about a Balkeri, that a Balkeri is allowed to learn. This was before they were mevatel that a Balkeri is not allowed to learn. And Avad, says the Gemara, Shlo Yomer Ask Rosh Shabbai. You're not allowed to say the Shem Hashem in the Pesukim. So he says, what do we see from here? That specifically a Balkeri, who has a Chumrah, that when he's learning, he shouldn't say the Askeroi Shabbai. Everyone else, when they're learning, should say the Askeroi Shabbai. However, Darach HaShulchan, here in Siman Resh Tezvav, Sif Cotton Bays disagrees. He says, "V'kena darshim b'rabim u'maskirim by pasuk sheyesh by shemes." If somebody is saying a drasha and he's saying a pasuk that has in it the Shem Hashem, lo yifresh Hashem, he shouldn't say the Shem Hashem, el yom Hashem. Vav sheyesh matirim, the Aruch HaShulchan himself recognizes, as we've been learning, that those that are mekel, nochen besrachik mizeh, should avoid saying the Shem Hashem, v'kein anachnu noigim. And says Aruch HaShulchan, that's exactly what I do. Similarly, I saw that the stipler says that that's al minig, not to mention the Shem Hashem when we're learning or quoting a pasuk. So, to review, if someone is teaching a child brachas, everybody agrees that the Shem Hashem may be mentioned. If someone is teaching an adult brachas, everybody agrees that the Shem Hashem may not be mentioned. If someone is saying a drasha and he's saying a pasuk, or someone is learning Gemara, it seems to me that the best thing to do is to make sure to say the entire pasuk, and then if you're saying the entire pasuk, you can mention the Shem Hashem. But it is clear that there are those that avoid saying the Shem Hashem, Daruch HaShulchan, the stipler, even under those circumstances.